What about here at home? Do you think there's a peace movement going on here?
Of course, yeah. There's been an anti-war movement since before the war. One of the things that has been disturbing to me is that, you know, the Bush administration has said you're either with us or you're against us. But now it's kind of like you're either with us or you're irrelevant. You know, and that's what they say to the United Nations. That's what they say to other nations who go along with it. And that's what they continue to say to, Cindy Sheehan and other masses of, you know, millions of people who are outspoken against the war. But I believe that, you know, just in wars past, as time goes on, you see the futility and our nation begins to get affected by it economically. The resistance against the war in Iraq continues, and the movement of people who are against the war in this country grows, and it takes shape in the form of voting, that eventually the war will come to an end. I can see it on the horizon.
You know, the peace movement in this country, I don't think, gets a lot of coverage in the media, but you travel around and are in it and part of it. I mean, how would you describe the nature and the extent of it to people that are sitting in Topeka watching Fox News?
Well, it's very difficult for people in the peace movement to find access to getting their message out, you know, and it's because, mainstream media in America has become so much the mouthpiece for the government. You know, it's like they take the feeds straight off the wire and read them, not even thinking, not even questioning. Is there any basis of truth in this report that's coming across? And investigative journalism has been completely squashed, and so it's a difficult task. But what has happened is I'm encouraged by the fact that today the war is pulling about 35% in support and 65% against it. Because it hasn't been because, you know, the major networks have changed their tune or because Bush have changed their tune. It's because people have talked about it at their dinner tables at home, their water coolers at work. Sometimes they've made silly signs and walked out in the street with those. And just by that, we've been able to change the tenor of this country. And I think it's only, again, it's just a matter of time before candidates begin to realize that and begin to run with an end plan in mind. And I don't consider this to be a partisan issue. I don't think it's about Republican, Democrat, because I see people on both sides of the aisle waking up to it, and I see people in the military who are waking up to it too. And so it's just a matter of, is this the direction we want our country to go in? Are we really making ourselves safer by building this much hatred against America? And it's not that people hate the American way of life. They love the American way of life. They'd like to have it themselves. It's that what American foreign policy is doing to their lives is having real effects in a negative way in their countries.
If I can get you to brag a little bit, what do you see your role being in the peace movement?
Well, my role is a very humble role. It's just as another voice, you know, and in making this film and making this music, I hope to, you know, take whatever light is shine on me and reflect it on something else that needs more light shine on it. And I also hope that when people see the film, they see that it's just, you know, a small group of people who wanted to see something different and show it to the world. And we just picked up our home video cameras and we went and did it. And I hope that encourages other people to do the same, not only in terms of the war, but in terms of whatever issues you find in your community in the world that are important to you, to pick up your camera, pick up your pen and paper, pick up your paint, pick up your guitar, and tell the world about it.
I wonder if there's any specific people that have inspired you to take some of the actions you've taken. I mean, who do you look to for inspiration or for leadership comes to the peace movement or anything really?
Well, I'm inspired every day just by people on the street. You know, everywhere I go and no matter what country I'm in, I meet people who are um, who are doing amazing things under very adverse circumstances, and those are the people that I find to be my heroes.